BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Gunmen in northeastern Nigeria have attacked a wedding convoy, killing more than 30 people, including the groom. The group was travelling along a stretch of road in Borno State, known for attacks by Islamist militants. Will Ross reports.
Eyewitnesses reported seeing about 30 dead bodies by the roadside. Most of them had been shot. In recent weeks, there have been frequent attacks in rural areas of Borno and Yobe states, which the authorities have blamed on the Islamist militant group, popularly known as Boko Haram. Last May, a state of emergency was declared in northeast Nigeria, and thousands of additional troops were sent there to fight Boko Haram. But attacks on civilians have continued. A week ago, dozens of people were killed during a lengthy gunfight after suspected militants attacked the town of Damaturu, where they burnt police and military buildings.
Government forces in the Democratic Republic of Congo are attacking the last areas held by the rebel M23 movement close to Congo's eastern border with Rwanda and Uganda. A BBC correspondent says that hundreds of refugees are fleeing into Uganda. Earlier, the leader of the M23 rebels declared a ceasefire with the government. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has rejected criticism from some Iranian conservatives about forthcoming talks on Iran's nuclear program, saying that government negotiators deserve the country's full support. His comments come ahead of next week's conference between Iran and world powers, including the US, on Iran's nuclear program, which Tehran says is not for military purposes. Here's Kasra Naji.
The talks have raised fears amongst Islamic hardliners who criticized Iran's negotiators for their alleged secret agenda to compromise with the West. Iran's leader said no one should criticize Iran's negotiating team for allegedly being ready to compromise. They were just doing their job, he said. But he went on to say he held little hope for the negotiations. Experience has shown, he said, backtracking will not produce the desired results.
An investigation by the German magazine Focus has revealed that the authorities are holding about 1,500 works of art by, among others, Picasso, Matisse and Chagall that they recovered 2 years ago from an apartment in Munich. The paintings are thought to have been looted from Jews by the Nazis. Experts are trying to work out who they belong to. From Berlin, Steve Evans.
The collection of works the Nazis stole from Jews was consigned to a dealer to be sold before the war, but the paintings then vanished, presumed destroyed. The works consist of what the Nazis deemed degenerate art, that is, modern art. It now transpires that 2 years ago, the authorities discovered this amazing and priceless collection in darkened rooms at the home of a reclusive relative of the pre-war dealer. It seems the relative had been selling paintings occasionally when he needed money.
The paintings could be worth $1 billion. World News from the BBC. The police in Bahrain have charged the head of the main opposition group, Ali Salman, with insulting the authorities after his Al-Wefaq party opened a revolution museum on the outskirts of the capital, Manama. The exhibit showed photos of the 2011 uprising, as well as paintings and installations depicting the violent unrest and alleged torture of pro-democracy protesters by the Bahraini authorities. The US Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Saudi Arabia on the second stop of a tour of the Middle East and North Africa. He travelled from Cairo, where he had urged Egypt's interim leaders not to extend the country's state of emergency beyond the end of this month. He also called on the Egyptian authorities to ensure fair judicial process in the country, ahead of the trial of the ousted leader Mohamed Morsi that begins on Monday. Voting in Kosovo's municipal elections has ended in disarray because of an attack on a polling station in the main ethnic Serb town of Mitrovica. Guy Delaunay reports from northern Kosovo.
As darkness fell, chaos arrived in the shape of masked men hurling tear gas canisters. They attacked the polling station at a primary school in north Mitrovica, and as they started to break the ballot boxes, the staff fled. The security organisation, the OSCE, had been providing technical assistance to the election, but it immediately withdrew its staff on safety grounds and closed all the polling stations in North Mitrovica. Even before the incident, there'd been accusations of intimidation at polling stations. There'd been a well-organised boycott campaign, but the leaders of the No movement have denied they were behind the attack.
And there's been a double Kenyan victory in the New York Marathon. Geoffrey Mutai won the men's race for the second time in a row in an unofficial time of 2 hours, 8 minutes. And in the women's race, Priscilla Jeptoe was the first home, adding the title to her London Marathon win earlier this year. The two Kenyans beat Ethiopian runners into second place, and each will take home $100,000 prize money. The race was cancelled last year because of damage caused by Hurricane Sandy. BBC News.